All right, so I'm gonna tell a little bit about my time in Baltimore so far. I moved here in August, and so I'm still trying to become a Baltimorean or a Baltimorean. I don't know what people call it, but so it's been an interesting journey so far. When people ask me how I like Baltimore, it's hard because if I say yes, I think that's a lie. If I say no, I think it's a lie too. So I came here to do an AmeriCorps year at the Ullman Cancer Fund, which is an organization that is really near and dear to my heart. And so I started working a few jobs to try to make ends meet. I was working 2.5 jobs. Half was walking dogs. They didn't do it all the time. But I kind of lost a little bit sight of trying to find joy in every day. I was working, and then I would go to sleep. I was working, and then I'd watch The Office. And as fulfilling as that is, it wasn't really enough for me. And I guess I kind of got into this monotonous routine of working and sleeping, and that was it. And I didn't have too many friends, and I didn't really have too much joy in my life. And then I got a third job because I thought that could be a way I could make more friends, because then they're contractually obligated to hang out with me during the shift. And I was scooping ice cream because I've done that for a long time. I worked at Ben and Jerry's. It's on my LinkedIn. You can check it out. On my second shift working at this ice cream shop, a man came in with a gun and robbed us. And he said, "Give me all your money." I said, "I don't know how to open the register. I just started working here." So the other two girls who were working with me gave him the money, and then he left. And I should mention that I was holding a huge tub of ice cream while he came in, and so when he left, I didn't know what to do because I didn't have anyone's number, who to call. I didn't know anyone, so I just kept scooping the ice cream back into the case like a psycho. And so that happened, and it was really scary, and I moved on. And then the next week, my car got broken into, so I really had a tough, tough week for that one. And for reasons that I don't have really time to explain, the things in my car at that moment were probably why the person robbed me. I had a ball pit, a plastic foot, and a fake poop. So I think it looked like I had something valuable, but really I just looked like a deranged preschool teacher. And so I had these two things happen to me, and I remember after I saw my car was broken into, I was sitting on the side of the street sobbing because I just didn't understand why this was happening to me, and I thought, you know, maybe Baltimore isn't for me, and maybe this city is kind of trying, this is its way of pushing me out. And then I got invited to come to a Stoop storytelling show, she didn't tell me to do this, I just did. And all of a sudden, I was surrounded by people who were supportive and creative and excited, and I got up and I told a story, and that was kind of a turning point. All of a sudden, I realized that there was this joy that I was lacking, and I was reminded of that joy when I was on stage, kind of like right now. And so I decided to start, you know, reaching out to friends and doing things that were not working or getting robbed, because that was pretty much all I'd done in Baltimore so far. And so I've been doing that, and I've been, you know, trying my hardest to make a life here. And I think it's working a little bit, I guess. I've started to make some friends who aren't, you know, paid to work with me. And I think, you know, I had a moment the other night actually where I got onto the roof of my apartment because it was unlocked, and I was staring out into the darkened silhouette of Baltimore, and the breeze was kind of hitting me in the face a little bit, and it was just perfect. And without even realizing it, the words came out of my mouth. I just said, "Thank you." And in that moment, I kind of realized that, you know, maybe I'm not done with Baltimore yet, and maybe it's not done with me. Thank you.